Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The AFC East champs, the Bills, were looking to make a statement against their division rival, the Pats, in the final Monday night game of the 2020 regular season.
Josh sets up deep, fires one, caught by Stephon Diggs at the 35. He is headed to the end zone, untouched. Touchdown, Buffalo! A 50-yard pass completion. That's too easy. Josh fires a strike. It is caught at the 5. Into the end zone he goes. Stephon Diggs, touchdown, Buffalo!
This is why he is the setting record after record in Buffalo.
Stephon Diggs absolutely went off. 9 catches, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns as the Bills absolutely beat up the Patriots 38-9. Quarterback Josh Allen threw for 320 yards and 4 TDs. He's confident that his team has the right mindset heading into next week's finale.
We got a really good squad. We got talented players that work extremely hard and do the right thing, you know, and it comes down to not cutting time during the games. We just got guys that consistently get open, make plays, block well, run the ball hard. Not to sound cliche and like a broken record, but it's number 12. We got one game left, and, you know, all that, it's cool, the records, this and that. But, you know, the plan to get to 13-3 and give ourselves a chance in the playoffs doesn't mean much if we can't get it done. And we've got our mindset on bigger things. And first things first is week 17 against the Dolphins in Buffalo.
They are all business. 1999. That was the last time Buffalo swept New England. The last division opponents to sweep the Pats were the Jets and Dolphins back in 2000. Now, even though the Bills and Steelers are both 12-3, Buffalo is the 2 seed, holding the tiebreaker over Pittsburgh by virtue of their Week 14 victory. Now, the Chiefs clinching the number 1 seed in the AFC Sunday. And remember, under the new 17 playoff format, only the number 1 seed in each conference gets a bye. Head coach Andy Reid hinted Patrick Mahomes and some other starters might not play this week against the Chargers.
There are certain guys that will have an opportunity to rest up. Everybody will be ready to go as long as we're physically ready to go. They're physically ready to go, but we'll make that decision down the road. But yeah, I've done that in the past. I've rested players, yes. Listen, I do have confidence that we have a veteran crew and they're going to be okay. So, I mean, I think in some cases, some of these guys need just take a step back, you know.
Now, over in the NFC, it's simply win and in for the Rams against the Cardinals on Sunday. But it won't be that easy because Los Angeles won't have their starting quarterback Jared Goff. He underwent surgery on his thumb. And according to head coach Sean McVay, backup John Wolford will start Sunday. Wolford's never played a snap in the NFL, but McVay saying he's optimistic they'll have Goff back for the playoffs. Now, the Cardinals are hopeful that quarterback Kyler Murray can play following a leg injury suffered in a loss against the Niners. Arizona clinches a playoff berth with a win against the Rams or a tie plus a Chicago loss to Green Bay. Washington has parted ways with quarterback Dwayne Haskins in a move that was, well, it was expected. Last year's first-round pick started 13 games for the franchise. Head coach Ron Rivera saying in a statement, quote, "He believed it benefits both parties that we go our separate ways." Haskins started for them on Sunday but was benched in the football team's loss to the Panthers. The release comes a week after Haskins was photographed maskless at a birthday party. It was the second breach of COVID-19 protocols. Haskins tweeting out, he takes full responsibility for his actions. As for who will start in Sunday's must-win contest against the Eagles, Rivera saying he's hopeful Alex Smith will return from a calf injury. Washington wins the NFC East crown with a win or a tie plus a Cowboys loss or tie against the Giants. Well, for unfiltered and enlightening conversations that intersect sports and society, you've got to download the Huddle and Flow podcast with my guys, Steve Weish and Jim Trotter. You also have to watch me and the rest of the gang on Good Morning Football as KB hands out another scepter for angry runs. Nate Burleson has the foot fireworks and tote drag swag. And the crew in NYC will be joined by Packers running back Aaron Jones as he'll talk about having his own cereal. Yes, That's right. Find out how you can get a box of Touchdown Squares. Give them to me right now. Pour the milk. It's all going down from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, my time is up. Thanks for listening as always. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.